Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to be the unlimited master of creation you truly are, to easily create and attract the joy, well-being, abundance, and freedom that you desire, and literally make all your dreams come true. You'll find tons more self-empowering goodies to become the conscious, deliberate creator that you truly are on my website at zakaran.com and on my YouTube channel and my podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation. So here we go. Thar she blows, matey. Whales, 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 and cetaceans are galactic brothers and sisters. So why are we now so fascinated by whales and dolphins and protecting them where previously we were hell-bent on destroying them? And what is their purpose for Earth and our galaxy? Well, first, let me state that all cetaceans are conscious beings like humans. They don't have the kind of mouths and vocal cords that we have to speak our languages, but nevertheless, they are conscious and aware mentally, emotionally, and spiritually as us humans, and even more so because they have never disconnected from source like humans mostly are. I've had the ecstatic pleasure of communing with our cetacean friends for decades and decades, including swimming with them countless times. And I've swam with them on really intimate and extremely closely levels many, many times, so close that to others it would appear quite dangerous, and I suppose it really was. But from years of experience and my confidence in the water, I know how to position my body to not be accidentally hurt by whales, especially their big ass pectoral fins and tails. I know that they would never ever intentionally try to hurt me, because we are friends and family, and I can feel them and they can feel me. And the basic fact of the matter is whales won't let you swim with them unless they want to play with you. They just piss off. Anyway, so I also know that each whale, like humans, is an individual with their own unique personality. And not every whale really wants to commune with us humans on an intimate level, but in general, the vast majority of them do, because especially as we raise higher and higher in vibration, well, we're just more fun to be around, aren't we? Because of the fact that most cetaceans are vibrating at a much higher level than most humans are. But at the core of every human's being is pure source, just like cetaceans and every other animal on planet Earth. Which is what cetaceans naturally focus upon, and therefore have no anger or resentment at us for being genocidal maniacs and trying to decimate their population. So who and what are whales, dolphins, and all cetaceans? Well, they're not just mere animals trying to survive on planet Earth. They are much more than that. All animals carry the full frequency of source, which is why those people with open hearts adore animals so much. I myself, especially as a child and teenager, preferred the company of animals and nature over humans, because nature is pure source and does not lie or deceive or have sneaky agendas. Nature is more unconditional in nature, which is the true nature of our being as source. So naturally we are attracted to nature, the flora and fauna, and pets because they love unconditionally. And because we are that unconditional source frequency. So of course we're attracted to it. So when you have intimate encounters with animals, even ones that might even, you know, possibly see you as food, it is clear what your relationship is, unlike humans. And when you look beyond basic survival, there is always pure source, because everything and every creature is embodied by, or is, and is an extension of source. Or, put another way, because we are all source, we as source exist as and through every creature. Every creature is source expressing itself as that creature, or that plant, or that tree, or that mountain, or river, or lake, or mineral, etc. As well as entire planets and stars and galaxies, etc. And because everything is about vibration, anyone who has had intimate experiences with many wild creatures knows that each species has a certain specific vibration. Some higher and more conscious than others, especially because of their experiences and desires, as well as contact with humans. Because yes, animals like humans also have desires, just that their desires are more general in nature, whereas human desires are more specific in nature and more broad in their scale than animals and more complicated. Animals speak vibrationally, not in words, the same way source does, really, the same way the universe does. But if you could translate those vibrations, which is easy to do with our pets because they are so clear psychically, they would be saying, good, good, like that, like that, want more of that, or don't like that, no, don't want that, yes, more of that, yeah, good stuff. Prior to this major time of awakening and evolution, animals like humans were seen as just another thing to exploit to get what we wanted. But as the vibration of humanity has raised, animals are becoming gradually more and more seen as our family rather than just something to eat, use, or be afraid of. Now animals are being respected, finally, similarly to how we are now starting to honor, respect all colors and races and genders and religions and cultures and beliefs, etc. We're starting to embrace diversity, rather than be hell-bent on forcing some sort of bastardized unity upon everybody so that we all look alike and think alike and believe the same way because of our misguided beliefs, our previous misguided beliefs, that there is a right way to think and a right way to believe and a right way to act and a right way to fuck and to please some sort of insecure, jealous, controlling God. The higher humans have raised vibrationally, the more they naturally prefer to see and delight in the presence of live animals in nature rather than dead animals on their plate and walls. But animals know their place energetically as far as physicality and survival goes. Animals do not resent being eaten as humans would imagine that they do, even though the cows with guns song is perhaps one of the funniest and cleverest songs ever written. It is not exactly accurate. Overall, every animal wants to thrive and grow and be happy, but when an animal dies of natural causes or is eaten by other animals or other humans, it is not a tragedy to them, as we humans imagine it to be. Because animals, even though they may not be conscious of their immortality, nevertheless, just like humans, who also, who are also eternal and immortal, the source or soul nature of animals is also immortal and nature. And when an animal dies, it just goes straight to pure positive love, heaven, energy. So it's no big deal. Bodies die, but the spirit does not. And that goes for humans as well as animals. Everybody goes straight to pure positive love, source, heaven energy when they die. Again, the consciousness and spirit of animals may be more general in nature, but nevertheless, they are immortal source too, just like us, supposedly superior humans. But just because we are more conscious and aware and more specific in our desires does not mean that we are superior in any way to animals any more than, you know, we're one race or color or gender or religion, etc., is more superior to another. And the more that we commune in intimate ways with wild and domestic animals, the more conscious these animals become and the more specific their desires become, especially as they fear us less, that we are going to kill them for food or sport. And similarly, as we fear them less because we are no longer on their menu or something to fear and kill out of survival so that they don't get killed. Basically, the more we leave animals alone and let them thrive and survive, the less dangerous they will become for us and the more intimate we can get with each other, because then it becomes vibrationally illogical to just attack and kill a human just because they're around. Now, back to cetaceans. I know all animals have the ability to move dimensionally because after the last big earthquake in Los Angeles, all six of my girlfriend and my cats disappeared. They were nowhere to be found. Now, three of them we found. They were physically hiding. They turned up about a day later, and we found one or two of them. But three of them were nowhere to be found. I tore that house apart. They completely were gone. They disappeared. They were no longer on planet Earth. But after it was safe, after about 3 days, those three-dimensional travelers reappeared miraculously. So where did they go? Fourth dimension, kitty heaven. I can only theorize, but I know for a fact that they totally disappeared and reappeared because all the doors were locked. Like I said, I tore the entire house apart, and those three cats were nowhere to be found. Now, for me, knowing what I know about life and dimensions and animals and pets and cats and dogs, I didn't panic. I knew that they had left our current reality. With all of my shamanistic training, I just naturally surmised that they had gone to the Nagual, as Don Juan of the Carlos Castaneda Yaqui Way of Knowledge fame books described it. And I'm also aware that many species of animals have gone to the Nagual, so to speak, gone interdimensional to survive the human destruction of their species, and many animal species that are now extinct still exist on other planets, other dimensions, and may return one day to planet Earth when it's safe. And many others live in the subterranean cities of the Agarza network, many of which were brought down there when they went underground. So anyway, suffice it to say that as we continue to evolve, so do all of the animals, and so does our relationship with them, especially as our perception of them improves and we see animals as beautiful and precious and divine and not just something to eat, control, exploit, and fear, which of course matches our growing, expanding, and similarly altruistic, respectful, and honoring perception of all humans and all life on planet Earth. Now, back to cetaceans. From my early training about extraterrestrials and the different star nations and our galactic and ET history, the spiritual hierarchy, ascended masters, angels, as well as the Galactic Federation and the Ashtar Command, etc. In even secret government involvement with ETs, etc. And especially the galactic history of our human species, who, by the way, came from other star systems. I was also made aware of the galactic origin of cetaceans and how related we are and how much galactic evolutionary history we have with each other, as well as the conscious awareness and galactic importance of cetaceans who evolved from land-based beings into water-based beings on planet Earth, sort of backwards how evolutionary scientists see how a lot of creatures have evolved from water to land. But anyway, they also exist in the star systems of Sirius and probably other star systems, as well as cetaceans that we know in our oceans, but also exist as human-esque kind of beings, the sort of pre-cetacean beings that they originally evolved as, and then became as whales and dolphins in the water. Because half of the pre-cetacean land-based beings that evolved on this planet over 10 million years ago left the planet because of galactic invasions from two different species of ETs called the Deinoids and the Reptoids that happened to come to planet Earth and decide to colonize it again about 10 million years ago. And those land-based human-esque cetaceans and our water-based cetaceans are spiritually connected to the Galactic Federation, which is a federation of very advanced and enlightened light beings that are helping our planet with its ascension and evolution. And you can study more about our galactic history from the many channeled books from Barbara Marciniak, Barbara Hand Clough, Sheldon Neidl's book, You Are Becoming a Galactic Human, etc. But aside from the galactic history lesson, which shows the importance and awareness of cetaceans, cetaceans hold a very strong source vibration, as well as a planetary guardianship kind of vibration that holds the vibration of light and love, which is a highly beneficial planetary service, especially when that planet is basically in the Dark Ages, which is what we've been in for long-ass time, way more than 5,000 measly years. We're talking 20, 30, 40, 50,000 years, even longer. Millions of years. And because of that guardianship, in cooperation with the Galactic Federation of Light's Syrian Council, that are directly involved with the monitoring and assistance with our planetary evolution, it is obvious that our whale buddies and dolphin buddies are way more than just big-ass fish. Hence why whales and dolphins protect humans from sharks. I mean, why would they do that? Especially since we've killed them and slaughtered them and, you know, etc. It doesn't make any sense. You think they'd go, okay, sharkies, go get them. Luckily for us, they don't. So like us humans, they are physical animals, but at the same time, they are conscious, deliberate source creators who have a vested interest in the survival of our beautiful planet that has been previously so hell-bent on destruction for so long. And luckily for us, they're on our sides and can see beyond typical human greed to our source nature, which is possible when you are consciously connected to your own source. Just as I'm able to see the source within all beings, regardless of how, quote-unquote, dark vibrationally anyone might be acting. So for those who have not done so, I highly recommend getting out there and not only getting as close and as intimate as you possibly can with dolphins and whales, but with all of our other animal friends as well. For a few reasons, because animals are unique and fascinating creatures in general, but because they are unique expressions of God Source. And from a personal spiritual perspective, they are a great way to remember one's source nature, because they have not forgotten this source nature nor disconnected themselves from it, unlike most humans do every single day. And this is obvious when even animals that have been abused and exploited for years and years, like elephants and so forth, and who were finally rescued and set free to live as they see fit, and they're finally loved and respected like the countless animals now living in sanctuaries. Well, these creatures are full of nothing but love and thanks, with not an ounce of resentment, because Source does not ever look back in anger and resentment. Source does not believe in victimhood and assertion. There's only attraction in every human and every animal. Every human and every animal's experience is 100% an attraction, a creation by that human or animal's soul. Whether it's a specific desire from a human or a very general desire from animals for just more goodness. The reason for that attraction is up to the soul and that person's intentions, or the soul of that animal's intentions of experience when coming to Earth and into that body. And I have described how and why everyone attracts those experiences countless times in my articles, books, podcasts, videos, in my latest book, The Law of Attraction. So I won't go into a dissertation about that, because I want to stay focused on the importance of cetaceans for us humans and their importance for this planet, whose importance cannot be overstated. So in conclusion, I recommend tuning in to Source Animal Consciousness and Cetacean Consciousness. By physically getting together with them, but also in your meditations, as well as our galactic nature, and even tuning into the Galactic Federation, who truly have our best interest at heart, so that you understand your galactic nature as well as your source nature and even animal nature. That's right, because we are all those things. We are source. We are humans. We are source humans. We are animals. We are source animals. We just think more specifically than most animals. But we could learn a lot about the general animal way of thinking that is way less complicated than human thinking, especially if you have a desire to give your mind a break with meditation, because animals are so often in a continual state of meditation. If you want to learn how to meditate, which is basically the purpose of meditation, is to stop old momentum, old mental, psychic attraction momentum, so that you can then consciously create new positive oriented thoughts with affirmations and so forth. So if you want to learn how to meditate, do what our animals do and be more general like them. That's what meditation is. It's very general. It's not specific in nature. So be more basic in nature. Think and act like your dogs and cats do. Wag your tail, purr and lick people who feed you and love you. Instead of picking every little thing in life apart and overanalyzing the shit out of everything to decide what's good and what should be destroyed, and what should be judged and what should be imprisoned and etc. Instead, just act like your dog, who, if he could talk, would be saying good, like that. Yeah, yeah, more, 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 please. Yes, good. Yeah, yeah, rub my belly more. Yeah, walkie's good, frisbee good. Yeah, bone good. Butt smells good. Yeah, food good. And act unconditionally like your cat. When you want some loving, go rub up against someone and see if they rub you back. If they don't, well, just act like a cat does and just swagger away nonchalantly, because you don't need their affection to be happy anyway. It's nice. It's icing on the cake, but it's not the cake itself. Embrace your animal self by enjoying the delicious sensuality and sexuality of life and being in a physical body with no guilt or shame like our animals do. They don't feel guilty or shameful about anything. Embrace your limited physical animal nature with all of your countless animalistic desires, as well as your divine, immortal, infinite spirit that is delighting in the adventure of that human-animal experience. And if you do that, you're going to have a ton more fun on planet Earth. You're going to have a ton of fun in your body on planet Earth, which is what you came to planet Earth to do. It's why you came and got into your body, to have fun, not to prove anything, not to prove how pure you are or prove anything. So just remember your enlightened guidance, which is be like dog, speak like dog. You know, somebody's an asshole, fucking bite them, bark at them. Speak like dog, go good, yes, more please, like that, rub belly, good. Make decisions like dog. Does it feel good? Yes. More, please. Keep doing that. You want that? No, doesn't feel good. No, thanks. I want this. Yeah, that's good. One belly rub, one kiss, one hug, one food, one sex, one fun. Fun, 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 fun. I want more fun. Yeah. Remember, be like dog. So I hope you enjoyed my vodcast, Thar She Blows, or I could have titled it, Be Like Dog. And it helped you connect to and appreciate your galactic, multidimensional, human, and source nature. And it has given you a broader perspective about our whale and dolphin brothers and sisters, and why you love nature so much, and how you can use nature as a tool to help you connect to your source nature and generally have a ton more fun playing with the wonderful and beautiful creatures on this planet and have really amazing, intimate, delicious connections with these divine creatures for more fun and more fun and more fun, because that's all we really want, is to have fun. And finally, I hope that has helped you realize that you and nature are not separate in any way. You're both source expressing itself as humans and animals and nature. Which means that because you are source, you're not separate from source. You are one with source. You are that source expressing itself as nature and animals. So that means you are human. And you are source, and you are the animals, and you are the nature, and you are all of the humans as well, and you are the planet and the stars, etc. So, go now, and be like dog. Be like whale, be like cat, be like bird, be like snake, be like deer, be like fish, be like squirrel, be like tiger, be like bear, be like gorilla, be like your favorite animal. And when you see someone that you love, wag your tail and act like you haven't seen them in 100 years and lick them from head to toe. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this vodcast. Please share with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel so that you are notified of new videos. And subscribe to my podcast channel. Tell your friends about my podcast channels. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success and joy-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, always remember to make like the holiday. And of course, always remember, be like dog.